Yeah, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Robert Leonard.
You forgot your name.
No, I did not, man. I forgot.
Robert, you all right? You and I...
All right, I'll do it. No, I'll do it. Okay, that's Robert Leonard. Here's Bud Dickman. That's General Shaw. That's Bud Gray.
Thanks a lot, Phil, for making garbage out of my name.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I just, you know, guys, when you start bugging each other over the way you say things...
I'm always just... You go... When you started talking, you go, I'm Robert Gagoo.
What, man? It sounded like you stutter-stepped, but it's okay. Guys. Okay, sorry.
Sorry, good Lord, you look like you're about to cry.
No. I want to move on here. Just let's move on. Move on, man, move on. All right, so what's going on with you anyway?
Yeah, Mr. Ernie, you're all affected by the state of the world and stuff.
Aren't we all?
I know what's bugging you. You can't get your COVID shot. Isn't that it?
Not really.
Yes, it is. Because Ventura County, California, ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, wait a minute, Margaret. I called...
No, I'll do it. Ventura County, California right now, ladies and gentlemen, is vaccinating 75-year-olds and up. And Phil is in the next tier, and he's all moping around because he can't get his COVID shot.
How about that? God, Phil, people may be dying. I'm not moping around, man. I'm just waiting, that's all. Sitting on my ass house, not going anywhere.
I'm telling you all, it's sitting on my ass house. Sound like my son.
No, well, I'm not balling, man, okay? So just don't make it into something it ain't.
Well, what are you dragging ass for?
Yeah, what's the story? I'm not dragging ass.
You don't look like you're into it, man. You know what? I'll do it.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'll do the show.
All right, get out of here. You guys can't kick me off my own show.
We said to get out of here, not get out.
Good God almighty. We don't want to work with you. Now get out of here. We'll do the show. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. And
Wait. Who voted for him?
He called dibs on the show hosting.
God damn it.
Who's doing the show?
None of your business.
Get out of here, Sonny. Go on. Get lost. Take a powder.
Thank you. And this is Bud Dickman. And tonight on the show, we're going to have Bobby Dooley and another person. We'll have Wayne Wheeler.
His name's Dean Wheeler.
Name or name?
His name.
His name's Dean Wheeler.
All right. So
why do you get to host when you butcher it up like that?
He called dibs.
He called dibs.
Not as good as slamming stuff down the table. Be a good sport about it.
Yeah, be a good sport about it instead of slamming it.
What do you mean by slamming it?
He's talking about you throwing stuff.
Go ahead.
Today on the show, we're going to have Dean Wheeler, and we're going to have Dr. Whit Baboon, and also Ellsworth, or what's the guy's name?
His name is Erstwhile.
Erstwhile?
That's the man's name. Don't wear it out.
Erstwhile Raccoon. And then...
And then Dolores Cocoon, who is a also one of the developers of Yugo.
Dolores Cocoon. So Erstwhile Raccoon.
It's going to be... I'll do it. It's Whit Baboon. What are we talking about anyway?
Get these guys on the phone, will you?
Yeah, I got it right here. This who we talked to last night. Dean Wheeler talked to is on the line right now.
Bud Dickman, Phil Henry. How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Last night, it was very unfortunate. Not last night, the night before. Three midgets were knocking on my... No.
Let me do it.
Talking about late last night, about 9:45. Is that what he was about to launch into?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, so can we knock off with the jokes?
Sorry, it just...
This is General Galen Shaw. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, we know we left you with a bad taste in your mouth the other day when you left the air having been accused by Margaret Gray of being a fraud.
I want to apologize for that, Doctor. I'm here. I'm Margaret Gray, and I do apologize for calling you a fraud.
Well, I don't know that it's... It might be a little too late, you see, because I spoke after our phone conversation to Dr. Raccoon, Dr. Erstwhile Raccoon, who also was offended.
Yeah, but he made a funny noise like he was messing with us.
He didn't know if you people were for real. You understand?
All right, well, what was it about us that wasn't for real?
Wait a minute, I'll do it. I'm the host of the show.
Go ahead.
What was it about us that wasn't for real?
Well, he felt that you were, the whole notion of Yugo being perverted into something called Yogo, and then the individuals bending over and
Yes, we. Yes, all right, we understand.
Right. What we called back in the early, the bad old days ago, when we taught people how to fully extend, we used to call that the lip lock on hold, you know, because a lot of guys were tempted to go ahead and give it the lip. And
you're talking about a guy's self...
I don't want to talk about this anymore, so, you know...
Well, then why are you bringing this up?
Because you and, not you, but Mr. Wheeler... And his whoever was with him, isn't he with Yogo?
Yeah, Mr. Wheeler was with Yogo, and he's the guy that, you know, was doing the eagle.
That's it, the eagle, where the guy had his tongue out, and he's trying to stick it up.
All right, well, we have now Dr. Erstwhile Raccoon, who is also your compatriot, Dr. Baboon, correct?
Yes, my name is Dr. Whit Baboon.
I don't know whether we called you Dr. Raccoon or...
Well, the name is not hard to remember.
Dr. Erstwhile Raccoon on the line. Dr. Raccoon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And greetings to Dr. Baboon.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm not doing so good. Having been violated in the manner that we had the other night.
Well, this I'm trying to tell these people that Yogo is a old enough system whereby we deserve some respect.
Yes, we do. And I talked to some person there. Was that you, Miss Gray?
Yes, it was. And again, I apologize because I didn't. It sounded so far-fetched.
Far-fetched was when I heard this Wheeler man.
And that might be someone that we should talk to.
I would like to talk to this Wheeler man because he's the one who said that your goal is for the purposes of sucking your own penis. That's the part.
Yeah, that's just something that we have to tell people. We second syllable emphasis also on the word penis.
That's correct, yes. Had he said that...
Wait a minute. You guys are emphasizing the second syllable of what? Every word that's uncomfortable?
No, not every word. Who are you?
My name is General Shaw. I'm one of the hosts of the show.
All right, well, if you're one of the hosts... Were you one of the guys last night or two nights ago that I spoke with?
Yes, that's exactly who he would be.
I'm not... Hold on for a minute, Dr. Baboon. Dr. Raccoon is on the case.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Okay. General Shaw, were you one of these monkeys I was talking to the other night?
Yes, I was, and I don't like being called a monkey, if you don't mind.
All right, well, I don't like having people say, bend over and suck the penis, okay?
You know, this is a good point, and that's why you had us in such a foul mood. And I think that it's important to understand that.
All right, well, I mean, we're going to get Dean or Wheeler. Do we have Dean Wheeler?
Yeah, Dean Wheeler is going to come up here on the show right now. Mr. Wheeler was the man who practices yoga. He was on the program last night. And Dean, how are you? This is Robert Leonard along with Bud Dickman, Margaret Gray, and General Galen Shaw.
I'm fine, and thank you for the opportunity to come on and address the place. Is Mr. Henry there? No, Mr. Henry is not here.
Wait, I'll do it. No, Mr. Henry's not here.
Oh, okay.
Phil walked off the program. He's just been out of sorts for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and we're taking over, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine. Am I listening to you? Who's there? This is Dr. Baboon, Dean. And Dr. Raccoon, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, so we're both on the line. Oh, this is great. Okay, well, then I'm able to talk to both of you men and clarify some things, because I heard the other night Ms. Gray was talking to both of you, and it seemed as if you were being purposefully recalcitrant or trying to mess around, you know?
I don't like the idea of you talking about me messing around, because that sounds like some kind of a gay pickup, which I have no problem with gay people. I have no problem with gay people. But you say, hey, do you want to mess around? It's like two guys in a park.
What are you talking about?
Do you even know what you're talking about, Dr. Raccoon? This is Dr. Baboon.
Yes, I know you're Dr. Baboon.
All right, this is Dean Wheeler. Let me cut through all of this horse manure.
I know you're Dean Wheeler, too, and no, it's not horse manure.
Yes, it is. In my opinion, it is, because this is not the important case. The important thing to say is the following. You two gentlemen represent a legitimate line of study, which is Yogo, and that Yogo is descendant from that.
Yes, but you can't say, hi, I think I'll do Yogo, and bend over and suck my own penis. Okay?
Penis?
Yeah, apparently it's the way...
That's that they emphasize the second syllable.
No, I know they emphasize the second syllable.
Well, they emphasize the second syllable, and they do that with the word penis.
And so it's penis.
Yes, it's penis. Yes, it is.
Well, and that's, you should have known when you took up Yogo that there was that linguistic twist. I know there was a linguistic twist. I was fully aware of that. The biggest mistake I made was getting you gentlemen on the air with me to try to celebrate Yogo, and I find out that I'm right in the crosshairs of some problem. The biggest problem that I had was that getting you guys on the air and having you talk about Yogo and running afoul because I found a way to suck.
Yes, you found a way, good for you, to suck your own penis. We never used Yogo in such a way.
No, we didn't. We never did that. You heard what Dr. Raccoon said, and I concur. I'm Dr. Baboon. Yeah, I know who you are. You guys really get off on the fact that you're Baboon and Cocoon. Is Cocoon there?
Dr. Cocoon will be here shortly. Where is she?
Yeah, we've got Dr. Cocoon on the on line three.
Well, I don't know lines. I wouldn't know line three from your sister Kate. I'm just looking to get well on this thing and making sure that you go.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that you go. I don't want it thought that I did anything to ruin you go.
Okay, well, let me get, this is Dr. Darlene is her name, or...
Yeah, I think it's Darlene. Is it Darlene Cocoon? Darlene Cocoon. Is it Cocoon?
No, it is Darlene Cocoon.
Oh, Darlene Cocoon. So, in other words, the second syllable emphasis doesn't work.
Oh, my God, I forgot. That's right. You pronounce your name differently. Forgot all about that. Sorry, Darlene.
It doesn't make any difference, really, because I think the second syllable emphasis, if you go, is beside the point, and it doesn't address our spiritual needs. If you want to be Mr. Baboon, if you want to be Mr. Baboon or Mr. Raccoon, you know, have at it, chump. You know, that is very wrong of you to attack us that way.
Well, look, we're not here to argue about how you pronounce your name. We simply wanted to ensure that we hadn't angered you or offended your religion.
I think that the offense of our religion took place when you started to talk about lip-locking the penis. That
This idea that it's called the penis as opposed to the penis, this makes it okay. So if we'd said sucking the penis...
Well, what do you think about that, Dr. Raccoon?
I don't know. Dr. Cocoon.
You know, I'm not going to allow you to call me Cocoon. My name is pronounced Cocoon. Okay? My name is Dr. Darlene Cocoon. Not Cocoon. You know, I hear what you guys are going for, and it's not going to work. I'm not going for anything, Darlene. Other than the fact that you know I've always been a great admirer of yours.
Oh, look at this. Here comes Baboon now, coming in for the kill.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that Baboon has had his eye on Dr. Cocoon ever since he attended the 13th annual Yogo Drum Festival and Hookup. I knew it then.
No, you did not know it. No, that is not true. May I say something, because I'm the object of this conversation. Dr. Baboon was a perfect gentleman at the drum fair, at the drum hookup, the one in Oneida, New York. Is that the one?
Well, what? Do you know of another one?
No, I don't. I was trying to find out if that was the one. I'll tell you that I've always found you to be attractive. And yes, I fantasized about your goal linkage, you and I together in the eagle, that you do, yes, make contact.
So you want me to debase your goal by my rump making contact with your nose?
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is not... kind of religion we have. Who's the host of the show?
I'm Bud Dickman. I'm the host. You're talking to me.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, he is the host. You want to talk to someone else?
No. You know, all I'm trying to do is sell an at-home study course. You can buy it, the app, and you can...
Yes, I thought as much, you know.
All right, is Dean Wheeler there? Dean, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, and this is fascinating to listen to this. Dr. Cocoon, Dean Wheeler here, or Dean Wheeler. I am sorry that this seems so confused.
No, there's nothing confused about it at all. I know Dr. Baboon. I know Dr. Raccoon. Dr. Baboon and I became intimate at the 13th Drum Fair and Hookup, and I think Dr. Raccoon was upset about that.
Oh, bullshit. I have had more chances to tag that.
Okay, do you cut them off?
We did cut off Dr. Raccoon. Obviously, he was loaded for bear. Yeah,
that man was spoiling for a fight from the moment we got him on the air, Dean.
All right, well, I apologize to you, Dr. Baboon and Dr. Cocoon. My name is Dr. Cocoon. Dr. Durlene? No, not Dr. Durlene Cocoon. It's Dr. Durlene Cocoon. Do you understand?
I'm afraid I don't. I think I...
Well, it's not unusual, Dean, for people who are not familiar with your go to misstate and mispronounce. And let me say that to you, Durlene, or Dr. Cocoon, the... Cocoon, you know, you guys are going to heck me off. It's Cocoon. Kick Cocoon. You know what, you're right. It was the way you pronounced.
I think what is a problem here, Dean, is there is no way to adequately describe our system of health. And there's not on any television or radio program. And Dr. Raccoon should know that. He's angry. He's not making any money with his at-home study course, with his phone app. I'm going to get angry, and I don't want to.
Don't take the bait. To the members of the Phil Hendry Show, we thought we'd be talking with Mr. Hendry.
No, Phil is not here. Phil has left the program. He's still with the show, but he's left the program for this evening. But we're glad that we could clarify this. And essentially it is, don't talk about your go on podcasts or broadcasts of any kind. Is that it?
That's primarily it, yes.
I would agree with that. You can't talk about your go without explaining the second syllable, the sucking of the penis that does take place, but the admitting it hacks people off, especially Raccoon.
There's personal matters and issues between Dr. Baboon and Dr. Raccoon. I can hear these monkeys laughing.
I hear it too.
We're not laughing. No, we are not laughing at all. We are... simply saying thank you very much for explaining, and we thank you for being on the program.
All right. Do we get any kind? Don't we get a bumper sticker or a jacket?
Our understanding was when we come on one of these programs, you give us a gift like a coffee mug or...
No, we don't have a coffee mug. We don't have nothing like that, no.
Oh, you don't have nothing like that.
What a chip.
Pretty big waste of my time to come on your...
And there you have it. That was very interesting.
Well, it was interesting to get clarification on what they... Basically, what bothered them was that that Dr. Raccoon, is it?
Yeah, it's Dr. Raccoon got involved and became offended by the fact that so much was misstated on the program. And,
yeah, I mean, you can't even bring it on here. They should not. They should not never have brought... The phone line's still open. Let's listen.
And the way you looked and your ass, you...
Why'd you hang it up?
I hung it up because it's a violation of someone's privacy. That's why.
God. God damn you.
Too bad for you.
All right, we're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm General Kalen Shaw. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman. And Mr. Hendry, we threw him off the air. We threw him off the air.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Brought to you by Adley's, for your colds and flus. If your nose is shoved up, stuffed up, crammed up, or jammed up, if you can't breathe through it for love or money, get Adley's. It's a mint, it's also a breathing apparatus, and it's a helmet, all in one.
Adley's, the mint breathing apparatus and helmet all in one. Get it today, wherever you can find it, but only after they invent it. And by, come on down to a Magic Bites of Pizza. It's in the port of Wainema, California. We have the best of pizza. We have the best of pasta. We have the best of pepperoncinis. That is, we have the best of pies. We got the best of Magic Mike's, food that starts with a P. We have the best of prime rib. There you go. We have the best of pulled pork. We have the best of
Magic Mike's in Port Hueneme.
We have the best of Port Hueneme.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, filling in for Phil, Bud Dickman.
Thanks a lot, Margaret. And on the phone now is, and if you're wondering how come I'm here, it's because on the, Mr. Hendry, we told him.
I'll do it, Bud. We told Phil.
I can do it, man. It's just,
you're taking too long. We told Phil to get lost because his mind was scattered. It wasn't on the show.
Yes, you let me do it.
I just did it.
I'll do it better. We told Phil to get lost because, well,
his mind was on the show. His mind was on the show.
Okay, his name is Andy Gill.
All right, so
go.
We're going to bring on Bobby Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association. And right now, it's at the Homeowners Association meeting. It's just breaking up as Bobby Dooley's at the Homeowners Association meeting. Ms. Dooley, hi, this is Bud Dickman from the Phil Hendry Show. How are you?
Well, I'm good, Bud, thank you. Unusual to be talking to you. Hold on for a minute. Steven?
Yeah.
I'm talking to Bud Dickman.
Yeah, I'm Steve Dooley. How come you're talking?
Okay, get Ms. Dooley back on the line, Dooley. I'm not talking.
Dooley, just get your wife on the phone.
God dang. I just wanted to,
Did Mr. Hendry was in a bad mood and we kicked him off the show.
Look, Bobby, just talk with us. We have some questions. You have come out in support of this Jenna Ryan, the Dallas real estate agent that was caught at the Capitol building, partaking in that alleged or what seemed to be riot.
Well, first of all, we do not endorse no riot, okay?
We don't endorse the riot at all.
I got it, Steve. We don't, although Steve, I want to make sure Steve agrees. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I do agree with my wife.
That's good enough. We do not endorse any riot, and we don't endorse the violence, and we don't endorse any of that. But we do endorse the fact that this Miss Ryan is a realtor from North Texas. She appears to be a woman of substance. She appeared to be a woman who had, you know, a good look about her, stylish, tasteful.
Now, what does all of that have to do with going and committing this mayhem?
Wait a minute. What I'm saying is, she flew there on a private jet. She also was filming herself.
Yes, she filmed herself in the mirror.
Right, we saw that. So what's the big deal?
Well, it showed a level of... There's two layers there of her communication. She's looking at herself in the camera, and she's also looking at herself in the mirror, looking at herself. I don't... Steve,
explain. What I'm trying to say is there's an obvious code there.
There's an obvious code that she was communicating, and I think what happened was a lot of people missed that, and I think we need to...
Oh, we need to get to the bottom of that one, do we?
Yeah, Margaret, I think we do.
All right, let me say something.
I'm going to weigh on them.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to weigh on this. This is Robert Leonard, Ms. Dooley. If she's trying to communicate different levels of things by talking into the phone while she's talking into the phone, showing herself, talking into it in the mirror, what is she trying to communicate?
That's what I was going
to
ask.
All right, what is she trying to communicate?
Well... First of all, I'm talking to so many different people.
Who was that talking to my wife?
It's Robert Leonard, man. You know me.
Oh, Robert, sorry, there's a lot of questions there. First of all, I think we have to give her the benefit of the doubt. She flew there in a private jet.
So what if she flew there in a private jet?
Oh, my God. Here's my husband.
Mr. Leonard You know, my wife...
Yeah, why? So what's the big deal about her flying there on a private jet?
Is there anybody there that I can...
No, you'll talk to Robert.
Robert's talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Good, damn. I'll do it. Robert, what was your question?
Why is it significant that she was talking into her phone while she was also filming herself talking into the mirror?
I think she's trying to say, this is me, but not really. This is me at the Texas Capitol, but not really, you know.
Why are you standing up for this woman? Is it because she's one of your people? Is it because you and Steve would probably likely sell a home to her there at Western Estates?
Why are you saying that?
Well, because she looks like she might be one of your people. Blonde, vapid, dumb.
Jesus, hey. Yeah, blunt.
You know something? That is what I knew it. I knew that I would get hit with that as soon as I got on the air. Don't you think I recognize in that woman everything that makes you hate me?
Bobby, we don't hate you, all right?
Yes, you do, because I knew that when I would come on...
My wife, she said, as soon as we come on, they're going to hate me because they hate her.
And why do you think we hate her, if we do hate her?
Because she's blonde, she's beautiful, she's...
She's a moron, right?
I mean...
I would not have made the choices that she made, no. And I don't... But I'm not calling her a moron. I'm saying she filmed herself filming herself.
And that's a double layer.
The what?
What do you mean it was a double layer?
You're saying that's she's communicating two different ways.
Mr. Dickman, you're going deep, 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 deep.
You heard what Bud said. She is communicating through one part of her person and then communicating through another. Is that it?
No, wait a minute. I got it. You're saying that she is talking as one person, but in point of fact, there's another person there. The person that's standing looking into the mirror.
Yeah, that's it. I mean...
That sounds good. I mean, I don't really understand it myself.
No, that's it. The real woman is the one who is in the mirror. The fake woman is the one who's talking into the camera.
All right. Why is she being fake? What is she lying for?
Because she got called to action by the president and went there, and there's a riot.
Yeah, no one knew there'd be a riot. No one could have possibly have known that.
I'd like to know. I want to know something, Dooley. How do you mean no one could have possibly have known that? I mean, what is...
It means the President of the United States, he's not going to have a riot, you know?
All right, okay, look, you know, let me play, you know, devil's advocate here. And just, okay, let me do what I think Phil would do. He'd say, let's get off the politics, you know?
Yeah, well, how do you get off the politics?
He'd say, let's get off the politics and talk about this woman, Jenna Ryan, who you say was not really being her... I don't understand it at all.
I think you like that woman because, as I said, she's your kind of woman.
I think she's tasteful. I think she looks like a woman struggling to find her voice. Okay?
Yeah, that's it. She's a woman struggling to find her voice.
And she found her... Look, the whole reason why she went to Washington, D.C. is a cute guy on Facebook invited her to fly on a private plane. Okay?
I didn't know this.
That's exactly why. So she went with this guy who's really cute... And he found another girl that was cuter. And so she had to step aside and let this guy crawl on top of the cute. No.
Oh, I see. So it was, in other words, she thought that she was going to have some kind of a weekend with this guy, and he found a cuter girl.
Yeah, he did. He found a cuter girl. Okay. So if there's anything to fault this woman for, she should have known that she probably was a little bit overweight, or she might have... Probably been too broad in the...
Probably too broad in the ass.
How dare you...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Too broad in the rear end to keep... To attract the man that was flying the plane.
I don't think it was the guy flying the plane, the guy that owned the plane.
Well, whoever. So I think that's the only real mistake she made, and whether she actually got on the private plane. How did she get back?
She must have flown home on that plane. This is a very interesting point of view you're taking here, Bobby, and that is that...
What my point of view is following. Don't hate her because she's got good nails and she has a flourishing real estate business and she has a patriotism that she didn't know was going to wander into a riot, you know?
Yeah, I didn't know wander into the riot.
I think people should be responsible for their actions.
Yeah, and not only that, let me just say this, Ms. Dooley, if I may.
Oh, God, here he goes.
Okay, General, go ahead.
Oh, here he goes, huh?
Well, it's always good.
Yeah, let me just say this. Because she was too big in the rear end to attract the guy that was, quote, flying the plane, and he opted for another gal, this is what you find fault with.
Jeez.
That you, what are you flying?
Yeah, you find fault with that?
I find fault with the fact that, yeah, if we're going to criticize her for anything, is that the ass got too big.
Between the time that she said yes to this guy on Facebook to the time she got on the plane.
I don't.
We got to rethink it, you know.
I came on the program tonight to give a take on the D.C. riots.
And instead you give us a take on the North Dallas real estate agent that you say was okay, her nails were good, her hair was good, but she shouldn't have gotten on a plane with a guy who was going to not like her big ass.
Oh, we're going to make us sound stupid.
That's not difficult to do, Dooley.
I would say to you people...
Ow! Take the phone, Steve, get the car...
Okay.
What are you doing?
That's the end of the show, and,
The end of the show? We did two interviews.
That's the end of the show. Thanks a lot. This is Bud Dickman for Margaret Gray. Bud Dickman.
You already said your name once.
You already said it, man. I mean, this is Bud Dickman for Margaret Gray, Robert Leonard, General Galen Shaw, and me, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard.
And Phil Hendry.
Well,
we kicked him off.
Yeah, and Phil Hendry, who we kicked off the air. Thank you very much for listening.
What the hell was that, Bud?
We got three more interviews.
I don't care. I'm done. I'm done, I tell you.
Bud Dickman's Wardrobe by Pebco.